Case. Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again, back for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan. Kansas coming to you on this Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of this morning. Like usual, to listen to this show. We're in rhythm. We're in the rhythm of this show. We've been getting these episodes, well, the 10 o'clock episodes up. So this daily podcast around 10:30, trying to stay around there a little bit so y'all get y'all morning content of the Purple Project Podcast, whether it's baseball here in a minute, outdoor season of track and field beginning this week, women's tennis be back this weekend, women's rowing in action, and so much more. Thank you so much again. Spring sports in action now. Basketball is in the rearview mirror officially for men's and women's basketball. Football. Football was in the news yesterday. We'll get caught up on that at some point as well. But we got to start with baseball. What's on the action right now? In 24th ranked, Nebraska comes in. Hey, I guess you can keep the good vibes rolling for them as they come into Twain Family Stadium and beat K-State last night, 14-9, led by Drew Gregos. Two home run shots. They drove in five runs in the night there as K-State. Well, for one, an important one, you lose the game, all right? And then, so they've lost three or four, their last four. All what's coming at home. Second of all, you're one short of another double-digit run, but it wouldn't matter, that matter anyway. So there's that. So you scored nine runs last night. You fall short of double digits. And that doesn't really matter there for that. Nebraska got the party started in the first inning. They're scoring those runs. They will get into Pete Hughes right now in his press release here saying, quote, the key point in the game was the top of the fifth inning. He says on here, we did a great job in the bottom of the fourth inning, building in a big inning with six runs. We'll get into the inside of the box score in a minute. It is critical to have a shutdown inning when you go back out on defense and keep the momentum of the game on our side. We were unable to do that, and it was the turning point of the game, and we're going to go straight to that right there as, K-State took the lead at the bottom of the fourth inning here with those six runs. Yeah, Nebraska struck first here as we wind back a little bit. And then K-State answered with two in the bottom of the second inning. And then Nebraska, four in the third. And then the big six-run inning by K-State in this ball game there. You're thinking again, yeah, and Pete Hughes is spot on, in my opinion. When you have a big inning like that, or any inning, whether that's Major League Baseball or college, you want to make sure that very next inning you shut them down. Don't get, and that, they don't get one run. You want to shut them completely down. And the fact that K-State did not, and allowed Nebraska to answer right back with almost the same amount of score in the top half of the fifth inning, which they only got five. Well, I say only, but they got five in the fifth inning, matching that inning. And then Nebraska tacked on one more in the sixth inning, two more in the eighth for the Cornhuskers there. And K-State was only able to pick up one in the bottom of the ninth inning as Jalen Worthy picks up his second win of 2026 for the Cornhuskers. Again, they got the ball rolling right now. Ooh, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to be back after this. The Pearl Project Podcast is back. Yeah, sorry about that. Ooh, that was terrible timing to do that. But yeah, my allergies a little bit on the bad side this morning. But we're gonna get through this unfortunate another loss at home for K-State as they lose to Nebraska last night, 14-9. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, Jalen Worthy picking up his second win of 2026. Aaron Arnold got the loss there in this ball game for the Batcats here in the game. Oh, by the way, yeah, let me do that real quick before we get into Nebraska's offense. Cornhuskers, man, speaking of that, 14 runs, 15 hits, an error. K-State, 9 runs, 11 hits, and no errors in this game. Well, they play clean baseball, but the other stuff wasn't working. Your pitching wasn't working in this game as, let me see here. Yeah, so there's that. Yeah, so Jeterworthy was 3 for 6 in this game. Here, as we kind of do a little deeper dive on the opposing team, Nebraska, that is, that we're talking about here. And this is a come out of the bottom of the order. The 8th batter for Nebraska. And I mentioned Drew Greco earlier. Those 2 home runs. 3 for 4. 5 RBIs driven in. 2 home run shots. Right there. So, yeah. And I probably say, take away those 2 home runs right there. K-State probably wins this ball game. But again, K-State, I mean, baseball is a funny thing, right? So you have to do that going on there. Kyle Lourdes had a big game for K-State. Flipping the coin over to the Batcats. 3 for 5. Drove in 2. There, D. Kennedy was 1 for 3. He drove in a run. Shantiro, my guy. He was 1 for 4 in the ball game here. Let me see here. Carlos Vasquez went hitless. 0 for 5 in the game. And K-State had no home runs for the 2nd straight game there. Coming from that offense there as well. Nebraska used a ton of pitchers in this game. 9 of them to knock off K-State. Meanwhile, K-State used 6 pitchers in this game. Colin Feaser started. He was out early. Only lasted 2 innings. Robert Fortenberry, Aaron Arnold got the loss. He pitched 2 innings. Fortenberry, he pitched 2 1/3. Billy Etch in an inning. Adam Arthur, 2 innings. And Aiden Longoria, 1 1/3. Yeah. So K-State pretty much used some of their important arms in this ball game. So now the Batcats now have lost, like I said, the 3 of the last 4. And of note now, Nebraska getting their first win in Manhattan since 2023. Don't you? Your former foes, and still foes, but your rivals, your former rivals who were in, used to be the Big 12, now in the Big 10, that is. So that is of note as well right there for Nebraska. Nebraska now by a landslide still leads the all-time series against K-State now. And of course, let me see here. Early on, as mentioned prior to this matchup, I mentioned in this podcast, if you're not an everyday or you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to do yourself a favor and hit that subscribe button every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Nebraska 14, K-State 9 last night in Manhattan, Kansas, out there at Twin Family Stadium. And K-State now has lost 3 of the last 4. All those games, those last 4 games I'm talking about in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here for this another postcast edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports down here. So let me see what we have. Yeah, so real quick, for wrap this up here. Yeah, so Nebraska split the series. Remember, again, K-State beat Nebraska early on in Arlington. Well, Nebraska hit them where it hurts this time at home at Twin Family Stadium there. And, yeah, so we already said that. And for whatever reason, K-State has not looked good in midweek matchups. 3-3 now here in 2026. So keep that in mind. In the Batcats now fall to 17-8 on the season. And this is not a conference game, by the way. So that stays where it's at 3-3. Oh, so there's that. So your midweek teams is the same as the Big 12. But I digress by that. Yeah, but the Wildcats, 17-8. Meanwhile, the Cornhuskers go to 19-6 overall. And next time, K-State now will take on Utah out in Salt Lake City this weekend, starting on Friday. Obviously, their next Big 12 conference series is on the road at. And it's probably good. Get away from Toyton for a little bit, because for what usually is a home field advantage, is not, at least in the last several games for K-State. Get away from Toyton and try to hammer out a couple wins out there at Utah coming up this weekend. Utah is 13-9 and 3-3. Also, A couple of 3-3 teams do battle this weekend out there in Salt Lake City. Also 3-3 in the Big 12. But Nebraska right now has all the mojo right now, obviously. Eddie keeps saying that. Yeah, Nebraska in a Sweet 16 in the March Madness in the NCAA tournament right now for the first time in program history. And their baseball team continues to stay fire, beating K-State last night 14-9. K-State now going to have a search for answers as they get ready for Utah now. For us, it's going on the road, Utah, and see if we can pick up a series win out there this weekend. So we'll see if this team can kind of stem the tide a little bit here as we move on through the month of March. Support Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast fan, free, available daily, or a chance to record K-State content. You know where to find us, the Pro Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify. The bus don't stop on Friday. No. After Friday, no. We keep it moving throughout the weekend, like last weekend. So again, if you want to stay up to date with the latest of K-State sports, this is a podcast Wildcat Hub for you, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from KC. Well, once again, Nebraska wins it and splits the season series with K-State. Nebraska, 24th ranked Nebraska. I might add you. 14, K-State 9. This has been another edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.